This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 438 for Thursday, June 16th. Ice canola futures are weaker on Thursday, with losses being fueled by a sell-off in the vegetable oil market. The July canola contract gives up $10.10 at $1,073.50 per ton. New crop November drops $13.90 at $1,023.10 per ton. There are losses in Chicago soy oil, but soybeans and soy meal are well to the upside. European rapeseed is also higher, but Malaysian palm oil is pushing lower. Global crude oil prices are gaining traction, providing some direction to veg oils. As well, rain in the western prairies will be beneficial to crops that were struggling in dry conditions. Meanwhile, any remaining seeding left in the eastern prairies will be further slowed by wet conditions. Saskatchewan reports that spring seeding province-wide is 98% complete. However, soggy fields in the eastern part of the province will see acres left unplanted. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie rising to 77.43 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 77.23. In light of the interest rate hike by the United States Federal Reserve yesterday, reports indicate that sideline cash is now coming into the grains and oilseed markets. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending June 9th include more than 256,000 tons of wheat. Combined old and new crop corn export sales are nearly 280,000 tons. Total soybean export sales top nearly 725,000 tons, plus soy meal sales of 292,000 tons, and soy oil is at 6,200 tons. The U.S. Corn Belt is forecast to be hot and dry for at least the next 5 days. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The July contract gained 16 cents at 17.09 per bushel. July soy oil gives up about 1.3 cents at 76.34 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal rises $12.20 at $4.29.70 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger as well on Thursday, as the July contract advances 14 cents at $17.88 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the July contract losing 3 cents at $6.58. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, as Chicago July jumps 28 cents at $10.78. Kansas City July increases 15 cents at $11.48.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is up 6.5 cents at $12.08. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, June 16th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.